Moving on to non-meandered waters update. Kevin?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator with the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. I'd like to give you just a brief update on the implementation of non-meandered waters and where we're at today. You know, just this last month, things have been fairly quiet. We had one additional closure request. It was for 3 acres. The landowner closed off 3 acres of his flooded private property, and he used signs to do so. We still only have one place in the state with buoys on the water, and so things have been fairly quiet on the non-meandered closure front. You know, it seems that the provisions of the open water compromise continue to provide a good balance between protecting private property rights and providing public recreational opportunities. I say that because to date, under 3,000 acres of non-meandered water are currently closed across the state, 2,995. We had our peak, it was back in March. We had just over 5,000 acres closed in March. We dropped that number to under 3,000, and the number's been there for quite some time now. We haven't had a lot of additional closure requests. That 3-acre one was the first one we had since February 22nd of 2018. So again, it's been pretty quiet on that front. A little update on Reitz Lake in Dade County, which was opened on August 1st. As of August 25th, we had an estimate of 219 boats that were, utilized the boat ramp there at Reitz Lake. And that resulted in over 500 angler use days. So folks are fishing Reitz Lake. Again, about 219 boats were launched at the Reitz Lake boat ramp since August 1st through August 25th. Again, you know, GFP staff have been continually reaching out to sportsmen and women via social media, sports shows, email inquiries, and phone calls. The Recreation Respect campaign has been front and center. And we've been doing some mailings on that, and we'll continue that effort. An Adopt-A-Lake program has been initiated, and more litter cleanup days are being scheduled. We've had a couple already. They've been very successful, and staff have been doing a great job of initiating this effort and getting more sign-up, you know, more cleanup days signed up. So real short update, but with that, are there any questions?
See none. Good. Okay. Certainly appreciate the landowners and their cooperation with the state on meandered waters. It's been a good fix, I think. Okay. Seeing no other questions, we'll move on to agenda item number 10, preserve.